what do you say we get to our grand finale of Crunch Time every Friday when we go big league for acronyms, SMH, WTF, or just WHY. And that's not an acronym. That's why. As we are consistently amazed how folks don't get, they're not living in obscurity. Words now could be recorded. It's called the Crunch Times Tool Shed. But prior to rolling out the nominees, we call on our landlord to open the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
All righty, let's begin in Boston, which seems to provide more than its share of candidates. His name is Alex Reimer. He's a weekend guy on the radio, probably trying to make a name for himself and like lots of people. Probably not that bright or talented, so naturally, as far as sports go in that city now, pretty wise to go after TB12, right? By now, you probably heard the story. Last weekend on the air, referred to one of Tom and Giselle's kids as an annoying pissant. Caused Tom terrific upon joining the host for his usual Monday morning interview on WEEI radio, expressing his disappointment and logically stated his child or any other five-year-old just simply doesn't deserve that. Of course, when the host saying the moronic comment likely has the mental maturity and intellect of a nine-year-old, it's probably not so surprising. So well done, Alex Reimer. You putz. We didn't get the guy's name, so I'm just simply going to have to describe him as the overzealous Nugget fan. If you haven't seen the video, crazy wild finish in Denver. They're leading Oklahoma City with 5 seconds left by three when Paul George drains a step-back tray, ties the game, but there's enough time left, 1.3 seconds. So timeout, side court, ball in, on the inbound, a Thunder defender falls, and Russell Westbrook is basically covering a zone where there are two guys. I mean, it's a really difficult circumstance. Who to cover? Well, either way, Gary Harris gets the ball. Russ is a little late getting a hand up. And Harris wins the game with a buzzer beater. So Westbrook is, as you might imagine, in the heat of the moment, not all that pleased. Plus, we learn, this year and last, no team has lost at the final gun more than OKC, probably adding to the aggravation a little bit more. So game's over. Everybody's in a celebratory mode. The home team has won, and some moron Nugget fan steps onto the court in front of Westbrook and is getting all up in his business. Westbrook gives the idiot a little shove before security, along with Steven Adams, intervene. And this is not on Westbrook. It's a crazy, scary world out there, and nothing worse than a clown with false bravado. And the one thing you do know, on the street, yeah, he ain't confronting this dude who would more likely than not rip off both his arms and beat him to death with them. Just plain and simply, loser, loser. Finally, let's move to the MLB owners. So word came down today the Players Union might boycott spring training because while you hear collusion right now in this country and you think Washington, D.C., but in the world of sports, it could very well be happening again in baseball. There are really good players out there, Jake Arrieta, J.D. Martinez, Yu Darvish, and, you know, we in the 40-plus crowd saw this before. 31 years ago when guys like Jack Morris and Rock Raines were not getting contracts during their free agent year. And the owners were found guilty of collusion and had to pay hundreds of millions of dollars. Not to mention this crap with Jeff Loria, who sold the Miami Marlins to the Jeter Group and is now backing off on a deal to put some of that dough back into the community, which was part of the deal. You know, they provided him with that stadium that pushed the franchise price tag over $1 billion. It's just bull crap. And I know the natural instinct, people tend to side against highly paid players, but what they make is honestly a pittance compared to the multi-billionaires, many of whom hoard revenue and make minimal effort to put a legit contender on the field. And I think I speak for many with my disgust over the super wealthy fraudulently claiming to care about the working stiff with words, but actions, in essence, doing the opposite. The guy on radio doesn't deserve anything. He's a schmuck. The overzealous fan, I don't have a name. I'm going to go with the MLB owners as our newest inductees to the Crunch Time Tool Shed. And with that, let's close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
Yeah, that's an understatement as far as silly and unprofessional. And ironically, we got to bring in A-Rod.